The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning and welcome to the sitting, our sitting together. And I just delight in seeing all the names. All the names and all the places that you're logging on from. Thank you. As a way of introducing the meditation session today, I would like to say that in the teachings of the Buddha, he uses a lot of metaphors, and particular metaphors from nature. And those metaphors are meant to give a more holistic sense, feeling, intuition, embodiment of what the teachings are. And in terms of meditation practice, one of the most common metaphors he used is water. Often the idea of water that's flowing, some or very clear, or very refreshing water, cool, refreshing water. All kinds of water metaphors. And one of the ones that I'm particularly fond of is that of the water flowing in a river. And the idea is to, the other one I like is the idea of a plant growing. We don't force a plant to grow, we create the conditions for it. And then we get in a certain kind of way, we get out of the way for the plant so it can come. A river which is blocked, a river which has a lot of obstacles, the Buddha talked about having mixed lots of noise, like a creek, kind of gurgling and cascading. But a river that has no obstacles, that's large and strong and flowing, can have a kind of quiet, he said, a kind of silence flow. And so for meditation today, this idea that there's a river of life within us that flows. And a lot of what meditation is getting out of the way, allowing, and this deep, deep allowing, this willingness to allow our experience to be what it is, and to learn the art of getting out of the way, which means somehow not having our preferences, our desires, our resistance in the way of the breath as it breathes in and out, as the flow of sensations in the body move through us, as sounds come in. The idea is to allow what's deep inside to flow. I like the example, the idea of letting what's deep inside that's kind of beyond or greater than any small sense of self that we have, idea of me, myself, and mine, to let that make room for it, open up for it, and allow it to flow, allow it to express itself. So with that as a background, the idea that our experience is a river, and for us, our job is to stay in the river, but not put any obstacles in it, to flow along with it. And the more we enter the river, enter the stream, enter the current, the less we'll be self-preoccupied. So taking a meditation posture and closing your eyes and taking immediately noticing what's happening for you now. Without even beginning the meditation, what already do you notice is flowing, moving, happening? What's happening in your body? What's happening in your heart with your emotions? What's happening in your mind, thoughts? And how much of that that you're experiencing now, what percentage of it kind of is all about somehow you, about you, about you as the agent, having you as the reference point of your preferences, your desires, your fears, about me, myself, and mine. And there's nothing wrong with that, except it does obscure the flow of change, the flow and dynamism of being alive. Getting involved in thoughts and stories and past and future all too easily obscures and maybe interrupts the flow of the river, the flow of experience. And so taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, relaxing the thinking mind, softening your preferences, whatever physical sense of anxiety or self-concern that may be there for good reason, but for now, it's okay to let it rest, to relax the thinking muscle, to relax that muscle of self that is often activated, so that it's okay for these minutes of meditation just to be. It's okay not to be self-concerned. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, relaxing the body, softening in the body, and even when the body is uncomfortable, the body becomes something we can trust, we can rest in. The body itself is kind of an alternative to excessive self-concern. The self-concern which is okay for the minutes of meditation to lessen, to quiet, and instead to enter awareness into the body. Letting the breathing return to normal. And as if you can ride the exhale, ride it like a wave to the end where it's quiet and peaceful. Gently, for a moment, ride the exhale. And as you do so, allow the thinking mind to become quieter. Relaxing. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the belly. In any sense in your body that you're bracing yourself against life, bracing yourself against the unknown, perhaps for these few minutes it's okay to relax, soften the whole body, so that the sensations of your body, the flow and changing sensations of breathing, the sensations that are your vitality, the sensations that are a part of your life coursing through you, that you open to feel it. And as you stay present, come back to the present, come back to a kind of allowing, where you allow the immediacy of life, the immediacy of breathing, the immediacy of the experience of your body, to allow itself to allow it to express itself, to flow in you, flowing in the river of the present moment. Everything that's happening is in fact part of the flow of the river of life. Everything we're experiencing here in the meditation, if something is not experienced as a process, as change, as movement, as a flow, chances are you're fixated with your thoughts. You're thinking too much about it, or too involved in your thoughts. Let your thinking become quieter. Maybe you can even allow your thinking become slower. Maybe even pauses between your thoughts. And in the space beyond your thoughts, between your thoughts, there perhaps is where the expression of life can flow through you. then as we come to the end of this sitting, to take a few moments to aspire to have your care and goodness, your love, be something that spreads from outwards to include the others you know, those for whom it's easy to have goodwill, care, and to let go of the clinging that causes the tension that blocks our love. To soften the resistance that doesn't allow love to flow. To soften the clinging that doesn't allow us to receive and give freely. And to whatever degree that you can care, love, maybe you can aspire to express it into the world, maybe even in ways that other people can't see, because it's private acts, secret acts of love and kindness that you do. May it be that this meditation we have done be a source from which we care for the welfare and happiness of the people around us, the people we'll see today, talk to today, and become aware of today through all the different ways that we learn about the world. May our meditation be a support for the well-being and the happiness and peace of all beings everywhere.